This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for October 13. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Revelations, chapter 14, verse 13. It says there, "Then I heard a voice from heaven say, write this, blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." End of quote. One of the elders in our Christian assembly I have grown went to be with the Lord today at the age of 93. We had three elders in our congregation. One of them was my father, who went to the presence of the Lord in 2006. The second one departed today. And the third elder is sick and he is on the bed, ready to go to the presence of the Lord. You see, today's Bible verse was cited with the announcement of his departure. It says, "Blessed are the dead who die in the Lord from now on." You see, the Bible talks about two different types of death. One is those who die in the Lord, and the second set is those who die in their sins. Jesus said, and it is recorded in the Gospel of John 8:24, "I told you that you would die in your sins if you do not believe that I am He. You will indeed die in your sins." End of quote. What is the meaning when He said, "If you do not believe that I am He"? It talks about a person who would not believe Jesus as the Israel Messiah, the only Savior sent by God, who died, buried, and rose again victoriously for the forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. Our elder brother in the church died in the Lord today. How do I know this? I know this by his words and testimony that he believed in the Lord Jesus and therefore died in the Lord. This is a blessed death. It is a blessed death because he is in the presence of the Lord in heaven at the moment of his departure. There is a second set of death. Jesus himself said they die in their sins because they never bothered to accept God's forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life he offered in Jesus Christ. As a result, their sins are not forgiven and they are never reconciled to God before they depart from this earth. Beloved, which group would you belong at the time of your departure? Would you die in the Lord and present in heaven with him at the moment of your death? Or would you die in your sins without forgiveness and salvation and be away from the presence of the loving Lord and all the good blessings? The Bible talks more about those who die in Christ in 2 Corinthians 5, 6 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verses 13 to 18, along with many other passages. Per 2 Corinthians 5, 6, those who die by accepting Christ as their Savior would be at home with the Lord in heaven instantaneously at the time of their departure. Their body goes to the grave, but their spirit goes to the presence of the Lord instantly, immediately. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, the Bible says, "You do not want to be ignorant about those who died in Christ, so that you will not grieve, as do the rest who have no hope." You see, those who died without Christ do not have any good hope for the future. Those who died in Christ have a beautiful and wonderful hope. It says there that those who died in Christ, their bodies will rise first from the ground and would be reunited with the spirits that's already in the presence of the Lord. At the same time, the believers in Christ who live would also be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Both groups, those who already died in the Lord Jesus and the living believers at the time of Christ's coming, both would be caught up to the air to be with the Lord always. This event, Bible calls the event of rapture. The Bible says, comfort one another with these words. Yes, we do need the comfort of this beautiful hope of the Word of God as we live in this fragile body without knowing the time of our departure from here. Beloved, those who died professing their faith in Jesus Christ as their Savior and those who live at the time of His coming, both are blessed. I would say the living believers at the time of the coming of Christ have a special privilege. Why? Because they did not go through the gates of death, as they would be transformed immediately without experiencing death. However, if you have not accepted God's forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life still available in Jesus Christ so far, may today be your day of salvation. You see, God says to you, "In the time of my favor, I heard you. and the day of salvation I helped you. I tell you, now is the time of God's favor. Now is the day of your salvation. End of quote. Would you pray and accept now the blessings of this future hope and security offered by the loving God? Would you pray with me? Pray after me. Father in heaven, at the moment of my death, I want to die in the Lord. I do not want to die in my sins. Thank you, Jesus. You came to this earth, died, buried, and rose again for all of my sins. I believe Jesus is my Savior, and I accept Him as my Savior and Lord. Please forgive me and grant me forgiveness, salvation, and eternal life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you.